Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
Texans defense played its best game. Writing about today for tomorrow. Dr. Pepper does it every time.
I'm driving out of my apartment garage, and there's a gate. A lot of people have an automatic gate. It does the automatic gate. There's a car in front of me, so the gate opens, and that car is waiting to turn onto the street. I pull behind the car, which is something I always
do. Did you just burp?
I did. I pull behind the car.
Biggie, you know what to do with that.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Couldn't even hear that.
I heard it.
That's very classless of you, because you couldn't even hear that.
I literally heard it. That's why I asked you the question.
Very classless. In the loop, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, keeping us on the glass. Episode 158. Shout out to Jeff Hostetler. Shout out to Troy Aikman, two Super Bowl champions, as we await our journey to Atlanta for the Super Bowl matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the New England Patriots. Thanks to John McClain for hopping on with us. He does that every Tuesday. By the way, in the hits, I forgot to mention, Carmelo Anthony has finally been traded by the Houston Rockets. He got traded to the Chicago Bulls along with cash. They get nothing in return. And, oh, by the way, the Chicago Bulls are going to waive him as well. So it looked like a team wanted Carmelo Anthony for about 10 seconds, but Woj of ESPN reports that the Bulls don't really want him. They're gonna acquire him and then release him, and then he'll be a free agent, and whoever wants him can have him.
This is kind of like the wink-wink collusion among general managers, right? It's not officially collusion, but I bet you could prove it. Because what's going to happen is the Lakers don't want to pay whatever's left on the salary. The Bulls are going to make some sort of deal with the Rockets to get that out of the books. And then when he's waived, he ends up with the Lakers, right, Melo?
No, I don't think he ends up anywhere. I don't think anyone wants him. I think this is almost just pitiful Carmelo Anthony trying to hold on. And if the Lakers do take him, it's just because out of pity, because LeBron could have had him anytime he wanted this summer, and he didn't get him. This is almost pretty pathetic, almost as pathetic as all of these teams and all of these fans talking about changing the NFL overtime rules and changing replay to where pass interference can be reviewed. I know some people are on board with both. Some people are on board with just one. I'm not on board with either one of those changes. I think we live in such a reactive society now to where whenever something doesn't go completely perfect, especially in sports, we act like changes need to be made. The NFL doesn't need to do a damn thing. Judgment call is a judgment call. If you think that was a bad call on the Saints, the non-pass interference, that's just part of it. If you think that it's unfair that the Chiefs didn't make a stop against the Patriots in overtime and didn't get the ball, then that's just part of it as well. I don't understand the whining. I don't understand the complaining. And I think too much of a change is not always a good thing.
Well, I understand all of the above. I mean, let's just put ourselves there, okay? Houston Texans, the entire existence never get to a Super Bowl. And that happens to them on the brink. It's not, oh, well, shrug your shoulders and maybe better luck next time. No, you're trying to always get, we started replay because you want to get the game, the plays right. You want to get the right teams, right call made. The Oilers were at the epicenter of why we started to get a replay with the 79 Pittsburgh game. So it's not just like sucks for you. Something could be done. I think it can be done. Like I said with McClain, just kind of on the down low, just kind of let the officials get, whether it's in an earbud or a buzz or whatever, some sort of signal on those types of moments where they get the call right. Of course it would.
John, it's already enough of an ass kicking to have to sit through these replays whenever it's actual, specific tangible stuff like a catch or was he in bounds and whatnot. But if I had to do that through judgment calls and I just had to hear all the bickering and stuff, it's a nightmare for me as a sports fan.
I mean, choose your cliche, slippery slope, Pandora's box, whatever. Yes, you're opening up a world of options here. You can call holding on every play, as people like to say, et cetera. But this is egregious, and this is keeping a team from going to the Super Bowl. You make that call, the game is over, all right? And the Saints are in the Super Bowl. So there has to be some sort of, check, you know, some sort of way to get it right. I don't agree with, like, just the old shoulder shrug, but it's just it's slippery. It's a tough thing to do, but I think it can be done.
But it's part of it. I mean, the ref saw something that, you know, a lot of people say that they didn't see, but I just it's part of the game. I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, that they've at least limited the human error. I don't want this to turn, like, it's almost like I equate it to video games. Like, video games, when I played video games, I enjoyed them. You know, it was fun. You'd play Madden, you'd play NCAA. Now it's just gotten too over the top, just too much. And I just think too much technology can ruin a lot of things. And now you got these kids playing video games 12 hours a day. I don't want to turn the NFL into some sort of nerdy ass video game where every time a ref throws a flag for pass interference, I have to sit there and watch the Tony Romo and Jim Nantz talk about it, and then all the internet being upset. Because a lot of times when there is a pass interference, half the people think it was, half the people think it wasn't. Like, it's not like,
okay,
it's
what half thought this was not?
So why do we react to whining? Well, the official who threw the flag thought it was not.
But that's not half the people.
But that's what he thought. And also, if you equated this back to the Texans, I would be asking why the hell Deshaun Watson underthrew the ball like Drew Brees did
for
his running back.
But here's the thing. I mean, I think you're dispelling this, dismissing this way too.
I don't
too
feel
easy.
Bad for the Saints.
This is huge.
I don't feel bad for them.
It's the worst call, second worst call in the history of sports.
You were up 13-0. You had to settle for field goals multiple times. I
understand that. Happens. And I talked about that. I said that, you know, you never would have gotten to that point to make the call had Sean Payton not gone 2-for-5 in the red zone. Had Sean Payton not made some, or Drew Brees made some mistakes, you know, and bad calls along the way. But the point is, you got to that point. You got to the point where one horrible call, not even questioned, Rams fans would tell you what it was, pass interference, decided who went to the Super Bowl.
But the imperfection of sports, I think, is...
But that's
not, what makes it so good.
I think you're just kind of oversimplifying this. This wasn't an imperfection. This wasn't like maybe a hold, maybe a not, maybe a defensive holding, maybe not, maybe a pass interference, maybe not, judgment call. This wasn't a judgment call. This was an egregious mistake.
But it's still a judgment call, depending
on
what
the ref sees. I mean, by definition, he judged it, they judged it not to be. But you're saying that was not pass interference.
No, I'm saying it was pass interference when I watch it in slow motion. Like, of course, when I have slow
you
motion.
You said, I mean, you could see it in fast motion.
But I mean, I think the contact was created because Drew Brees underthrew the ball. That guy had no
business
coming there.
It doesn't matter what happened. It was pass interference.
But I mean, a lot of times, they're always going to throw pass interference when in doubt. But I think Drew Brees underthrowing the ball is what led to the contact. It's a penalty, okay? You throw the flag, but I bad calls happen over the course of a game. Are we going to sit there and start reviewing holding calls? Like when a referee throws a holding penalty, are we going to start reviewing it?
But just like it's a judgment call, you're not going to all of a sudden call, you know, review holding calls on a 3rd and 5 in the second quarter.
Why not? Where is the line drawn? What happens when, let's say, a team's in the NFC Championship and all of a sudden a running back runs 10 yards into the end zone and you look at the replay and the left tackle is tackling defensive end? Then what are we going to do? Are we going to start reviewing that too?
If there's one of those you can do or two of those you can do, or request from the sideline or whatever, however they want to do it, maybe, you know, another challenge flag or whatever. In the instance where you're talking about where somebody literally puts both arms around somebody who's about to tackle somebody, then yes. Yes, I think yes, because he decides that game. And every game determines, like, your playoff seeding, you know, where you're going to be, your division winner, not division winner, in the playoffs, not the playoff. So, yes. No, to answer your question, yes. If it's that egregious and you're willing to do the flag or the, you know, whatever, challenge it, then yes, that is where you stop.
On the other side of the bracket, there's a lot of Chiefs fans and a lot of media types complaining about overtime rules now because, boo-hoo, the Chiefs didn't get the ball back because they couldn't keep the Patriots out of the end zone. Houston Texans went to 2 overtime games this year. In case you forgot, because it was quite a while ago, week 4 against the Indianapolis Colts, Frank Reich's decision leads to a game-winning field goal by Kyahmi Fairbairn.
4th and 4, Colts from their 43, Luck, shotgun. Here's the snap. Luck looking, Luck firing right side, and Jonathan Joseph says it's incomplete. It is. Fairbairn for the win, 37-yard field goal, right hash mark. Weeks with the snap, It's down. Daniel with the hold. Fairbairn's kick is up. And it's good! And the Texans win in overtime!
And oh, by the way, the Texans didn't win the coin toss. The Colts got the ball first. They actually kicked the field goal first, so the Texans kept them out of the end zone. They then went and tied the game. Frank Reich went for it, and the Texans did it. So a coin toss didn't decide that. But that wasn't the only time. The following week against the Dallas Cowboys, Texans once again lose the coin toss, but they get a stop. DeAndre Hopkins has his best play of the season, and then they take it home again.
Second and nine from the Houston 24. Watson in the gun. Two receivers left. Hopkins to the right side. QT in motion to the right. Watson fakes the pass to QT. Now throws it downfield to his left. Has Hopkins across the 45, 50, 45 of Dallas. Spin move. 40, 35. DeAndre Hopkins inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. What a catch and run by Nuke! 36-yard attempt for the victory for Fairbairn. Snap is down. The kick is up. It's got the leg. And it's good! And the Texans beat Dallas!
So the coin toss didn't decide it when the Texans did it. You've got to at least agree that this overtime talk's a little bit much, John.
I think it is a little bit much. To me, it's more like it's not egregious. It's not what we were just talking about. I'm flabbergasted that you're just kind of shrugging your shoulders at that when millions of dollars and careers are on the line in that. But we'll set that aside.
But that's every game.
It's the Super Bowl.
But it's every game, John.
It's not every game. It's the Super Bowl.
If it didn't happen to the Saints, if it happens, man. Like, if you want to make it reviewable, go ahead and make it reviewable. I just don't know where you stop it.
I'm not saying where you stop it either, because I don't think you should just be able to review every single snap, all right? You'd be an idiot to say that. The game would last 6 hours. What I am saying is if there's an egregious error and the coach, opposing coach, or the victimized coach, however you want to put it, feels it was that egregious, it was that big of an impact on the game, you should be able to challenge it. Not a regular old maybe hold, maybe not, because then he wouldn't throw the challenge.
So should we review the pick play that the Saints
had earlier in the game? No, because then they wouldn't. It was too close to call. He wouldn't throw the challenge. That's what I'm saying. If it's an absolute, obvious, you know, everybody in the building, everybody in New York knows it, then throw it. The pick play, I think, could go either way. So, of course, he would not throw the challenge flag. I think you should do it. But anyway, back to this. I am a little more, it's not as egregious as I mentioned. I hate to use that word again, but I do feel it's just a shame. I think it's just a shame that in that type of game, when it was that entertaining, they didn't get a chance to touch the ball. Because nobody, unlike those Texans games.
They got a chance, though. They just had to keep them out of the end zone.
I'm saying to get the ball. They never had a chance to get the
ball. But if the defense stops them, then they do, right?
Under the current rules. I'm saying it's a shame that they can't get the ball when, unlike those Texans games that we just played the audio, those were not offensive shows in the fourth quarter. They were not exhausted players and teams, because keep in mind, they scored a combined 31 points in the fourth quarter alone, the Chiefs and the Patriots. The Patriots were not going to stop the Chiefs, and the Chiefs were not going to stop the Patriots. But
I mean, eventually they're going to, right? I mean, because
somebody drops the ball or something. But I'm saying, just in general, if you just happen to say, do you think the Chiefs would have stopped the Patriots? No. Do you think the Patriots would have stopped the Chiefs there?
I don't know.
No, I don't. What do you think? What's your opinion?
Maybe. I mean,
that's not an opinion.
I don't know. I mean,
what do you think? Would they have stopped them or not?
I don't get to know that, because the Chiefs couldn't keep them out of the end zone. Like, when
what I'm saying, I can say both things. I can say that, and I believe the Chiefs would not have stopped the Patriots, and they didn't. I also believe the Patriots, no way in hell, after what the Chiefs were doing in that fourth quarter, would have stopped the Chiefs.
The defense had the chance to prove that, though.
Offense didn't have a chance to get the ball.
Complimentary football, like, you got to play a complete football game. That's why I actually like the NFL overtime, because special teams comes into play, defense comes into play, offense comes into play. Bend don't break. Even if they score, you still get a chance, unless you don't keep them out of the end zone. I don't think it's unfair. I think the Rams stopped the Saints, so it's either here or there. But whenever it's on the biggest stage and it's such a great day for football like Sunday, a lot of people have takes. 713-572-4610 to get in. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, Langer, I just wanted to agree with you, like, not feeling bad at all for these Saints fans. I feel like, yeah, there's a lot of missed calls in all football games. Like, yeah, that was an inopportune time to have one. But I feel like no one's talking about the two face masks that the Saints had against the Rams. And no one's really talking about that WWE move that linebacker put on CJ Anderson, like stomped on his face. Like, there's missed calls everywhere. I'm tired of hearing these Saints fans.
I'm tired of people.
Nobody's talking about guy.
I'm tired of people oversimplifying this. You did it. He did it. you're like, this isn't just a, like, you can actually see, you know, some calls go either way. You can't see this for anything but what it was.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Yeah. All right, because I think you're simplifying it, and you're just looking at it just because it was in the NFC Championship game. Let's say we go back to week 16 of the NFL season, Houston Texans versus Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Kind of a suspect roughing the passer call on J.D. Clowney leads to the Eagles getting a free timeout and eventually kicking the game-winning field goal. If that doesn't happen, if that roughing the passer is reviewed and they decide it's not roughing the passer, the Texans end up getting the bye week. Mm-hmm. They host the Patriots. Who knows what happens after that? And then that moves on. So I think just reacting because it was on that stage, I think that's oversimplifying it too.
No, it's not. And here's why: because you weren't listening to what I said. I said if it happens in the regular season and it's that blatant as that play right there, then Bill O'Brien, and by the way, the Clowney was not that blatant. Bill O'Brien would have the opportunity to challenge that, and they reverse it, and then what you just outlined does happen. What I'm saying is, I'm talking about blatant, obvious, what the hell were they looking at calls? Something similar, something close like that. You think Bill O'Brien, with his record of bad challenges, going to throw the flag? No.
Yeah, but why does it have to be blatant?
And I'm not saying just because it was AFC Championship.
My question
game.
Is, why does it have to be blatant to be reviewed? Let's say that the Saints run that play, and the tight end that goes out on a route runs a pick on the safety that ended up.
Well, buyer beware. If he wants to throw the flag, be aware that maybe they'll overturn it.
But what if the pick is not blatant? What
maybe
if it just
won't.
Brushes him?
That's what I'm saying. Buyer beware. You know, whoever the coach is throwing that flag, that's on you to decide if it's going to happen. But on that one, if he threw the flag, he would know the answer and the response as soon as he threw the flag.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. It's Landry, John, and Figgy on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, your calls as well as this Super Bowl matchup, Rams versus Patriots. We've talked about what happened on Championship Sunday. We're going to look ahead. Who are you rooting for and why? That's next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.